طيب، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We proceed to بلوغ المرام and we have reached حديث حديث of سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر. متفق عليه. The hadith of سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the people will continue to be on the right path on goodness as long as they hasten in the breaking of the fast. لا يزال لا يزال لا يزال الناس بخير. People will continue to be on the right path of goodness as long as they hasten in the breaking of the fast. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned this because the one who hastens to do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made lawful for him after preventing him from doing it and after making the forbidden halal, then this is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great favor. And therefore, to hasten to the favors of Allah and to do them is something praiseworthy. And Allah loves to see the impact of His favor, the manifestation of His bounties on His slaves. This is from one side. This is from one side. And from another side, that in hastening to break the fast is an act of opposition to the Jews and the Christians. Because they used to delay the breaking of the fast. And certainly opposing the Jews and the Christians is good, without any doubt. And it came in the hadith that this being will continue to be predominant as long as people hasten to the breaking of the fast, because the Jews and the Christians delay that. And there is also in this, there is a following to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this there is following of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also in this there is, this constitutes ease for the fasting individual, and also this will be a reason for the continuity of goodness in this ummah. Now, in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as long as they hasten in the breaking of the fast, this is conditional upon knowing the sun setting, or the most likelihood that it did. Meaning it's a must to know that the sun had set, or it's most likely to be the case. As to knowing, is apparent. Knowing the sun setting is apparent. And then about the most likelihood, then this is based on the hadith of أسماء بنت أبي بكر رضي الله عنها رضي الله عنهما. She and her father, she said أفطرنا في يوم غيم على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم طلعت الشمس. One day we broke the fast on a cloudy day during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the sun appeared. And it is clear that their breaking of the fast that day was not on certain knowledge, Why? Because it's evident that the sun appeared, so they acted upon the most likelihood of its setting. So therefore, from this hadith, we learn that it incites the believers to hasten to break the fast. However, this is conditioned upon certainty of sun setting, or it's most likely that it did. And this takes the following situations. First, that the believer is certain that the sun did not set. In this case, it is not permissible for him to break the fast. Second, that it's most likely that to him that it did not set. Again, it is not permissible under this situation for him to break the fast. Thirdly, if he is hesitant, did it set or not, without a means of preponderance, without having the ability to preponderate either one, therefore here it is not permissible for him to break the fast. Why? Because the origin is the continuity of the daylight. The origin is the continuity of that daylight. The fourth, that it's most likely to him that it had set. In this case, it is permissible for him to break the fast. Fifthly, that he knows that it did not, that he knows that it, the sun, had set. Then in this case, he is allowed to break the fast. Now, if someone says, how to know that the sun went to its setting? This is when its disk disappears and its highest or upper side is not seen. Now, then in this case it is considered that it had set, even though the light may stay. And now suppose the sun had set on earth, and then you took a flight, and then you saw the sun. Should you refrain or not? The answer is you don't refrain. You should not refrain because you broke the fast based upon legal evidence. So it's not possible, therefore, for you to fast twice. This constitutes the first benefit altogether. The second benefit is that actions excel one another, because the Prophet ﷺ said that people will continue to be on the right path of goodness as long as they hasten in the breaking of the fast. So if they delay, then they will not be, they will lose this goodness. All of this because deeds or actions excel one another. And in this case, between hastening to break the fast and between delaying it, one excels the other. Now, should the person break the fast before praying Salat al-Maghrib, or should he pray first, then break the fast next? The answer is, he should break the fasting before he prays. Why? Because if he delays the fasting till after Salah, then in this case he had delayed the breaking of the fast. Is that clear? Then we move to the next hadith. Tirmidhi, or rather another hadith which is related to this, is the hadith of Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم who said that Allah سبحانه وتعالى said أحب عبادي إلي أعجلهم فطرة. That At-Tirmidhi reported that the most beloved to me of my slaves is the one who hastens most in breaking the fast. This ibadi, this is the particular ubudiyya, particular submission to Allah, and this refers to those who fast, the fasting believers, who are now the most beloved, who are the ones who hasten most in breaking the fast. And this hadith supports the hadith of Sahl bin Sa'd, the earlier one. From the benefits of this hadith is the affirmation of the love, the attribute of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he said, أحب عبادي إلي, the most beloved to me of my slaves. The second benefit, Allah's love may excel in terms of people, may be more towards some than others, because he said the most beloved to me. Is that clear? The next benefit is the incitement to hasten to break the fast. How this incitement is deducted from this hadith? Because everyone would love to be the first, foremost, or most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather. Now if someone says the love of Allah here means his abundant reward, or does it so? Does it mean it's that the love of Allah is his abundant reward, or it is a real love? The answer is the second one, that it is real love. And we so therefore we say with conviction, a statement which we live on. Okay, we'll repeat. Does it mean that the love of Allah means his abundant reward, or it is real love? Or is it real love? The answer is, it is real love. And so we say with conviction and belief, we say this is our creed. We live on it. And inshallah we die on it. That we affirm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala true and real love. It's because the Kitab and the Sunnah, the book and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are replete with evidences affirming the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if someone says the love of the person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its way is known. You love Allah and in your heart is his love. This is known. Then how about the how of Allah's love to his slave? And the answer to this, we return to the origin upon which the people of Ahl Sunnah are on, that al-mahabbatu ma'luma, love is known, wal-kayfu majhul, and the manner of the love is unknown. So we don't know how Allah loves the slave. Can we believe, however we believe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the slave? The manner, the state of this is unknown in accordance with the foundation. It's love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, the most beloved to him, is the one who hastens most in the breaking of the fast. The next benefit we learn from this hadith is excellence of action over one another. Again, why? Because the one who hastens most in breaking the fast is more beloved to Allah. So therefore actions excel one another. And there is no doubt that this is the case. It excels in the category and in the kind and in the manner. And the reasons are many. Example, the category of what is obligated, al-wajib, okay, al-wajib, what's obligated, is better than what's optional, right? Al-wajib, أفضل من النفل. So from this category, the obligation is better than the voluntary. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in al-hadith al-Qudsi, ما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه. My slave does not يعني draw near to me in a way more than he draws near to me by complying to that which I had ordained upon him. On the kind aspect, the as-salah, prayers, is better than zakah. And zakah is better than fasting. And fasting is better than hajj. And so on. And the righteousness, yes, my servant or my slave draws not near to me with anything more loved by me than the religious duties I have enjoined upon him. Now, the righteousness towards the treating the parents is better than keeping the ties of kinship and so forth. Yeah. And that's why actions excel depending on what is established from reward to each one of them. Now, we learned that the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from those who are fasting are those who are most in terms of hastening to breaking the fast. And we learned the wisdom from that, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to hasten, loves the individual to hasten to do the dispensations which Allah had given. Now, if someone delays the adhan after the sunset, you know, few minutes after sunset, as a precaution, quote, end of quote, this is not permissible. He misses the good for himself and for others. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجل الفطر. People to continue to be on khair, on goodness, as long as they hasten the breaking of the fast. Yeah. So inshallah ta'ala, we will stop here. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.